Welcome to the Messianic Message. I'm Kimberly Rogers Brown.
Father God, we thank you for your being omnipresent and for your being present with us, Lord, by your Spirit through your Son. We ask that you would make your presence known in our time together, and we ask that you would shape our hearts and our entire souls to be conformed to the image of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. We love you, Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, well, we will go around the room like we always do. First in our room, starting with Cheryl, and as we get around past Yako, we'll go through the online room, and then to Hannah, Rick, Michael, and me, and we'll read five verses apiece. And so, Cheryl, start number 32:1, which is our triannual Torah portion for this week, all the way to the end of this chapter.
And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jasher and the land of Gilead, behold, the place was the place for cattle. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the rulers of the congregation, saying, Hataroth and Dibon, Jasher and Nimrah, Hesbon and Eli something, and Shabam, and Nebo, and beyond, the land which Jehovah struck before the congregation of Israel is a land for cattle, and your servants have cattle. And they said, if we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Do not bring us over Jordan.
And Moses said to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, shall your brothers go to war and shall you sit here? And why do you break the heart of the sons of Israel from going over into the land which Jehovah has given them? So your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up into the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they broke the hearts of the sons of Israel so that they should not go into the land which Jehovah had given them. And Jehovah's anger was kindled at that day, and he swore, saying,
Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and up shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not fully followed me. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have fully followed Yahweh. And Yahweh's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation which had done evil on the side of Yahweh was destroyed. And behold, you were risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful man. You still add more to the fierce anger of Yahweh towards Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you shall destroy all this people.
This is Charles. And they came near to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the sons of Israel until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall live in the fenced cities because of those who live in the land. We will not return to our houses until the sons of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the other side of Jordan or forward, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side of Jordan, eastward. And Moses said to them, if you will do this thing, you will go on before Yahovah to war.
And all of you will go armed over Jordan before Yahovah until he has driven out his enemies from before him. And the land is subdued before Yahovah. Then afterwards you shall return and be guiltless before Yahovah and before Israel. and this land shall be your possession before Jehovah. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep, and do that which has come out of your mouth. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, your servants will do as my Lord commands.
Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Galilee. But your servants will go over, every man armed for war, before Jehovah to battle, as my Lord says. So regarding them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And Moses said to them, if the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben will go with you over Jordan, each armed to battle before Jehovah, and the land shall be humbled before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not go over with you on, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan.
Okay, Elisa, verse 31.
And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben answering, as saying, as Jehovah has said to your servants, so will we do. We will go over armed before Jehovah into the land of Canaan, so that the possession of our inheritance on this side of Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave to them the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh and the sons of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the land with cities in the borders, the cities of the land all around. And the sons of Gad built Dibon and Atra and Aor and Atra, Sophon and Jazer and Jug. Bega.
And who's next on us? Gary. Finish that up, Gary.
And Beth Nimrah and Beth Haran fortified cities, and they built folds for sheep. And the sons of Reuben built Heshbon and Eleleah and Kitjathaim and Nebo and Baal Meon, their names being changed, and Sibma. And they gave other names to these cities that they built. And the sons of Machir and the son of Manasseh went to Gilead and took it and put the Amorites who was in it, put out the Amorites who was in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he lived in it. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took the small towns of it, and he called them towns of Jar. And Noah went to took Kenneth and its village and called it Noah after his own name.
This completes the Torah portion of the Torah reading. We have a Haftarah, and then we have a reading.
Okay. So it's also for work. You can't work without this no job, no jab that's starting to happen. You can look up no job, no jab, no job just as a statement on your internet search. And there's a lot of countries that are acting on this. There's a local bank here. They told their employees, if you don't get the jab, you don't get the job. You
right.
Have to keep it.
Right.
This is happening in Israel, too, where they're not going to let people come back to work without the jab. The patent number for a cryptocurrency, which is based on body movement, is 60606. That was developed by Bill Gates. That will play into it because this will generate cryptocurrency with you moving around, because this mark's going to go from, it's on paper right now, and we've already been revealed the progression through the technology. They already showed us it. They're going to go from paper to electronic, and then they're going to go from electronic to quantum. So electronic will be on your phone or in person, or possibly in a radio chip that they could put in you and you wouldn't know it. After that, they're going to go quantum, where you get the Palisade stamp. Palisade is like this thing that looks like this in front of your castle. You have the points. Don't come in. The micro needles are made from sugar, and they dissolve. So it'll put whatever they put in this so-called vaccine, and it goes in, and it creates a stamp, a blood stamp, like a tattoo, because it's needles going in, and it will have all of your data in there, not
I guess for the, you've got your COVID shot with your bank stuff, everything. So there's a transition, and Kimberly had already talked about this, but not publicly. We are looking at it as a process, but this process has started.
Yes.
And if we are going the direction where it will become inside of you, but it's already there through these so-called vaccine, because a vaccine by definition is made by a dead virus, which is put into your body to cause your body to react to the dead virus or a small bit of live virus to gain an antibody. Now, you don't know what all that means, so look it up. What this is genetic therapy. They're changing your DNA, how your proteins fold to turn you into you, the way you look and everything. They're changing that just so that COVID is not so bad for you. The symptoms, you can go get over-the-counter drugs to get rid of COVID symptoms. You don't need to change your DNA to get rid of COVID symptoms. That's crazy bananas to do that. And it's going to change you over time, these vaccines, into some kind of mutant, zombie, immortal, semi-Nephilim thing. If you get enough of these things, it's going to mutate you and make you irredeemable, just like what happened to the Nephilim who are in the book of Yashar, Ketab Yashar, where they were unredeemable because they were not of the genetic strain that Yahweh was looking to harvest. What are people? People are trees. People are fruit. People are likened to in the scripture to other physical objects. Even though we're intelligent and we have, quote, free will, we are going to be harvested soon. And this is going to show the difference in what Yahweh is looking to harvest, this kind of human that's uncontaminated, that follows his Torah and his Yeshua, or not, everything else. When you look at the Greek and the Apostolic Bible polyglot at Revelation 13, verse 14, I'm going to read this to you in Greek, what this translation says. So it says, Kai vaano o imos. Now in this one, it says emos. In Strong's, it says something different. There's a different word for it. It says those who dwell on the earth. But emos means mine. And so in this original Greek I'm looking at in Revelation, it says about the image to the beast, this beast from the earth. He misleads the ones of mine of the ones dwelling upon the earth by the signs given to him to do. So that's what you're saying. This false prophet, this Judeo-Christian beast system, these people or this person, going to mislead Christians, Jews, and Muslims, the people of Yahweh, to go right into this stuff. It will change what you are on the inside over time. Anyone in Islam, they're waiting for the Dajjal mark. They're also waiting, like Christians are waiting for, a mark, just a real quick. We're not there yet, but this is going that same direction in the process. What's in the vaccine? That's another question. If you don't know, there's nanoparticles and nanotech. There's also stem cells from babies, from their hearts that were harvested right after their abortion. And there's like a huge article on that. I don't know if you included that. That was almost the one you were writing about.
The beginning of my report.
Beginning of her report. There's other cells that they put in a tube, because I've been digging into this myself. But I mean, you can do stem cell therapy with your own cells to help yourself with the rheumatoid arthritis, which you got from vaccines or wherever. But the way they're using the stem cells, they're using other people's stem cells, not yours. And it's just turning you into a teenage mutant ninja beast. It's not a good sign.
Well, and also I want to make it clear that we have not entered the tribulation yet. I have always seen Revelation as things that happen only during the tribulation period. But Revelation is not in chronological order. Since this has happened, we cannot be far from Revelation 6:2, the Antichrist coming out riding on his white horse. Go ahead, Sherry. I'm sorry, I can't hardly see across the room to those microphones.
That's okay. I'm concerned about the children. Like, my granddaughter is 6 years old, and her mother is going to vaccinate her. And how does that play into it? It's not, she didn't take it willingly. It's not her fault.
Yes, I have thought about that. I think the thing is that you have to volunteer for it. If you don't volunteer for it, somebody else actually makes you do it, like your parents, or you're in a foster home and the government system comes in and says these children will be vaccinated. I think that the Lord has a way of dealing with that, and he's not going to kill those who did not volunteer for it.
Rick, I think the way that will work is at a certain age, they'll be required to voluntarily take that vaccine. At one point, they will acknowledge that what this is and take it. It won't be up until that point, they have no knowledge of what it is, but when they fully realize what it is and they still take it, then it'll be judgment. That's my understanding of how all this works. I'm just amazed at all this stuff that happened this week.
Yeah.
Just started with a conversation on Tuesday, and then before my eyes, things just started happening. It's like, oh, wow, this happened a lot faster than I thought it was.
Yes, it's all happening very fast.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, Charles.
Well, they were talking that, you know, it's more than one vaccine. It's at least two. And now I listened to NBC News report today, and they're talking about three. And then also I knew it came out as a yearly booster, but possibly every 6 months.
Yes, yes. So they're wanting to transition people's or do gene therapy to people in very quick succession in order to transit. And I didn't say this in Beast Watch, but what this really does to you is what the demons were trying to do to humans before the flood. They were trying to turn them into half-breeds of demon-human. Now, in order to do that back then, they had to do procreation. They had to have sex with human women. But the technology is such now that they don't have to have sex with the women. All they have to do is inject you with the technology that will change your DNA so that you become unrecognizable to Yahweh as a human. Now, how that works in children, Sherry, I don't know, but the Lord has a way of protecting people who did not sign up for this thing.
Yeah.
Yes, for you, for your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about the reason they want child embryo cells is because they regenerate very quickly, and so maybe there's a certain age and regeneration of cells that can't be effective when receiving the vaccine. That just came to my mind.
Oh, okay. That's,
you
that's
follow
a,
that?
Yeah, thing? that's a good thought. Go ahead, Yaakov.
Right, let's quickly discuss the idea of stem cells versus protein. Normally, a vaccine was a strain of proteins. It goes into your body. Your body automatically works through it and kicks it out. But a stem cells are found in baby fetuses. And this is the cell basically causing the baby to grow from a little seed into a living person. So if you would take that stem cells of a baby and inject it into an adult person, and you can make that stem cell continue to grow because it's a growing protein. It's not a protein, it's a growing cell, which is different than a protein. Your body will not work it through, but absorb it, and will cause you to regenerate. So live longer, heal quicker. Everything associated with more immortality. Just think about it logically. Now, it is possible that a child growing up, because we grow up until a certain age and we just get older. So our stem cells that cause us to grow dies. And it could be that our stem cells will overtake stem cells that's injected into us. So at a certain age, you will have to get that vaccine again. And this time it will be voluntary. It's just a suggestion.
Well, here's the thing, though. I have not seen the evidence that they're using this stem cell. I'm not sure what kind of cells they're using to culture the vaccine. I don't know what part of that infant's body they have to get the cells from in order to do that. It may be stem cells, but I'm not sure about that. The reason for doing the first part of this week's Beast Watch news about the stem cell research is because I was trying to show what kind of hideous people are bringing this to the world, because if they can do that to a baby, if they can cut the heart out of a living baby, take its heart out while it is beating, put it in a potassium solution to keep it beating while they scrape it to get the cells, and this is testified to by expert witnesses, doctors and nurses, if they can do that, then what qualms will they have about killing somebody who doesn't take this mark? That's the point of putting that in there.
Yeah, I just want to look at Revelation 13, verse 8. It says, and all dwelling on the earth will worship those whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of this world. We've seen deception for those who follow into Judaizing, personally in this group. Somebody believing Yeshua, even as far as teaching sound truth in the case of COVID, turn around, walk away and deny it. With this introduction of the vaccine, and then taking up the sequences of it. Bible says, and all dwelling on the earth will worship. All means all, everybody. It says, whose names are not written in the book of life. Which is telling us, God is going to basically literally divide the people between those who are his and those who are not by using this vaccine. Now, deception. Yahweh causes blindness. We saw that with those who denied Yeshua. One moment they loved Yeshua with all their heart. The next moment they are so blinded that they think if the New Testament doesn't quote the Old Testament 100%, that the New Testament is false. And they reject all of it. And I believe the same will happen with the continuous taking of these vaccines. One moment they will believe in Yeshua, the next moment they'll absolutely reject the existence of God. In the same manner that those who reject Yeshua walk straight into Judaism.
All right, so I'm going to just backtrack on what I just said because I had not done this research, but I just pulled this up from ABC News, this article, and in here it says, so you've got embryonic stem cells, and then you've got adult stem cells, and in between are the fetal stem cells, which are partially differentiated. So fetal cells contain not only stem cells, some of the fetal cells have already differentiated into their final cell type. So really what this article is saying is that when they use fetus cells to culture the vaccines, which that's what they're doing, they're using fetuses, aborted fetuses, to culture the vaccines, they are getting the stem cells. They're getting the stem cells from that. And so I apologize to you.
That was good.
Who's you?
Yako, to Yako.
And
go ahead, Brandon.
Yes, okay, that's what it was. So it's because it's a process. We talked about the rapture last week on a whole different note. You see creatures flying through the air and UFOs and whatnot, and you miss the Jesus rapture. You're like, well, my world, my paradigm just shifted, so I'm going to go this alien direction, right? There's a play. Same thing with this. You take this therapy, you get better. You're altering your genetics. They come out with more things to alter your genetics. Let's just say the next year or two. It's like, do you want blue eyes? Or do you want to do this? Or do you want that? You can have a designer baby. That's already in the works, of course. You can design, you can build a kid. You can do that.
The Chinese do that all the time.
Right. Yeah. But then you could start doing it to you. Change your nose. Change your eyes. Your hair follicles. Like, you could be, oh, I want blue eyes. Or my nose smaller, whatever. Get addicted to it. How could somebody get there to that denial process? You partake in the product. You're convinced. You start selling it to other people. It works. Magic works. Okay? Numbers work. Patterns work. Things work. Magnets work really well, better than any other form of energy. The guy that invented the engine that ran off the seawater because it combusted into steam, I forgot his name. I read a whole thing about him. He's dead. It worked. This stuff works. That's the problem we have with Bible codes and divination and witchcraft. So what about divination and witchcraft? Because it works. You get results. They're not perfect, but you get results. It's the same thing with this genetic therapy. They're going to get results. It's the same thing with working with the Nephilim on a one-on-one basis or serving them. There's going to be work. You get to fly the spaceship because you took the shots and now you're mutated enough to handle the control rod or whatever. I don't know. I'm just reading into this a little bit. That's what gets people. That's why it's faith, because we live in a physical world where these things happen, and they happen in front of our eyes or on our bodies. We can sense things with our other senses, and we can't see them. There's a spirit realm around us, and it works. It works. I'm getting results. It works. I know the danger of that. I personally know it very well, that I walk by faith to trust what God told me in the Word which has been messed up. And I got to go reread the Bible all over again, it seems like, every day. Or it's like, what? You know? But we can't trust what we're looking at. We can only look to Yeshua and stay the course until he breaks the sky open and actually shows up.
Right. This sort of ties in with the Torah portion, in that the danger was them walking away from Yahweh because they're not going into the land that Yahweh has promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the repercussions were that if they did not do this, they would get wiped out. In fact, there was this thing hanging over them saying that, well, if you do this, then if you don't really follow through with this, then we could all suffer because of what you guys do. And in fact, when you read Joshua, it talks about that the first thing they did once Joshua released them back to their homes was they built this humongous altar. And then they turned around, not even telling them they're going to do something like that. They did it. And they said, well, and they sent emissaries over from the tribes saying, what are you doing? We haven't came over the sin of the Moabites, the Baal Peor. So that they were still bearing the consequences of that sin. So they were worried about them even at that point. And yet they were the first tribes that were pulled away, and they were cast out first because they walked away from God ultimately. So in that case, what is it going to take to get people waking enough up to understand what's going on around them instead of looking at what Hollywood presented them? This is dangerous stuff. And that people are not looking at this from a point of, does God really want us to do this? And just to get a job, just to get travel, just to get this or that, to be censored in a way that nobody else is being censored because I didn't take the shot. We already paid the price of following Torah, and our family disowned us. Our friends walked away from us, and we came over here or wherever we're at currently. Talk about people online. So the window of opportunity is closing rapidly. This is what I've been reading over this past week. It's closing rapidly. And unless people wake up, they're going to be caught. They're going to be trapped. And then we're just, where they're at is where they're going to be at. And then the rest of it.
Sherry?
I'm already trapped. I can't get there. I'm here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that's going to mean for me.
That means faith. Because Yeshua will make a way, because he said he will gather his sheep from the four corners of the earth. He did not make a suggestion. He said it will happen. All we have to do is survive the first 3.5 years of tribulation. In Daniel it says, after the first week, or first, I can't remember the exact wording, but after the first 3.5 years of tribulation, God will make sure we are safe. All we need to do is survive the first 3.5 years.
That's the point, is the first 3.5 years.
Somebody asked earlier in the week, well, what about the people that does not take the mark and are stuck where they are?
Yeah.
Well, we call it concentration camps in South Africa. You guys call it FEMA camps. The Bible says they will go into captivity. So in captivity, have faith, believe in Yahweh, stick. If you have Yeshua as Messiah, even if you die, you're not dead. That's where the faith walk comes in. Then you will be resurrected. But you have to be faithful and keep his commandments the best you can.
Yeah.
Sherry, why can't you come?
I don't have the funds. And even if I did, can I get on a plane right now without being immunized or COVID tested, which I don't want that thing shoved up my nose either because I don't trust that.
Well, and Charles,
I didn't get her last statement.
She said she doesn't want to take the COVID test.
Okay, Sherry?
Yes.
This is Charles. I was right where you were. I wasn't not taking a COVID test because I've read many different things about it.
Right.
And one of it, and I'm sure you're aware of it, is at one point they stuck those swabs up into your cranial cavity.
Yep.
And I wasn't going to let them do that. As time progressed, and I was already on my journey to come here, I realized you're not going anywhere without having a COVID test. And so I was reassured, but also in some of my understanding, they were just wanting to get our DNA through these tests.
Yes.
And they were, so, and that was a way they frightened the people so everybody would go get tests. And that gave them the ability to much larger database for everybody's COVID DNA, because they want to know who we are, and our DNA tells them that. But anyway, I got it. I had to do it twice. I did it in Cyprus, and it took all of between 1 and 2 minutes. And then they didn't test if I had a fever or look at me if I didn't look well. Nothing of that. They just stuck that thing up my right nostril. And it didn't go near as deep as what they had been doing or had indicated. And like I said, by the time they called me and I sat down in the chair, it was 1 or 2 minutes. And then the printout, I got emailed to me later that day. You had the title and heading at the top of the page. And then in the middle of the page, at the top of that in the center, it said DNA.
Did it really?
And then below that, it said negative. And that was it. And then so when I flew here, I had to get another one. And same thing. Didn't take any time at all for them to do it. Stuck it up my right nostril again. And that was it. So I wouldn't. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere without being tested. You need to do that before it's you not go anywhere without getting the vaccine.
Right.
And it's coming.
Okay. Hey, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Carry on. Mark will forgive us.
Pardon?
I think, Sarah, I'm going back a topic. So go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, okay. I had a thought about the testing thing. I thought about taking Q-tips with me and telling them when they want to stick that up my nose to say, no, we have to wear masks because you spread COVID through your mouth, so they say. So can't you just swab my cheek with my own Q-tip that I'm providing? I don't know if that would work or not, but
that's innovative thinking, but it's not going to get you anywhere.
The reason it's not going to get you anywhere is because those PCR tests are embedded with gold nanoparticles, not to be confused with nanobots. If you've taken colloidal silver, you've taken nanoparticles. It's the same idea, but those nanoparticles grab the DNA. They grab the whatever's in your nasal cavity and do a much better job at getting enough material for them to do the DNA test. And you said they put it up your right nostril both times. I mean, is that not related to taking the mark with the right hand? Why are they focusing on the right? Go ahead now.
But he didn't take, COVID test is not taking the mark, though.
No.
And I've not had any physical issues since I had that done. I was pretty single-minded that I wasn't doing
it. Don't go too.
And then I realized I was going nowhere unless I had those done.
But now I'm off, you can go.
Yeah. So going back to the discussion with the vaccines, and a lot of the talk that I've heard, it just seems there's I'm not hearing any differentiation between the different kind of vaccines. You're talking as though all of whatever vaccine one would take, it would change your DNA. So I mean, I look at the vaccines that are out there, and the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, they do something with messenger RNA. If you look at like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's a virus vector, adenovirus vaccine, and that doesn't seem to be changing the affecting the mRNA or the DNA. And then if you look at, one of the vaccines that China is developing and one that India has in development, they're just using the old style vaccine that, we've all had put in our bodies back when we were 3 years old or 6 years old or whatever that is. And to my understanding, those don't affect the mRNA and not the DNA. So am I mistaken, or are you just, what's happening here? You're talking as though, no matter what vaccine you take, it's going to change your DNA and you'll eventually become a Nephilim, and for sure it's the mark of the beast eventually. I'm confused. Can you clarify for me, please?
Yes, I can. The Chinese adenovirus, you're right, is just an old-fashioned kind of vaccination with proteins. The Pfizer and Moderna viruses and several of the other companies, the one that's given in Israel is the mRNA, and those are cultured with the fetal cells. They are created differently. Now, why is the world beast doing that? Well, because who claims to be Yahweh's people? Israel or China?
Israel.
Right. And who does the beast want to make not Yahweh's people? Oh, you know, Jews and Christians, people like that. it's pretty obvious that that's what they're doing, that they are offering a variety of vaccinations. By the way, those adenoviruses have found themselves in the Middle East, particularly in Dubai. And so, again, you have to ask yourself why those fetus-cultured vaccinations are winding up in Israel and the westernized nations where the Ephraimites are, because that's the vaccinations that are being given to those nations. And then you have the other kind that's being given to, you know, the people in China, some people in the other parts of the Middle East. And by the way, people in the poorer countries of the world, like in Africa and in, you know, parts of Asia and so forth, they're not even getting vaccines at all. Mm-hmm. So there's an uneven distribution, and there is an uneven as far as what kind of vaccines are going into people's bodies based on the region in which they live.
Just to add to that, the key we have to understand is that not any might buy or sell. We've seen it happening through news articles in Israel, which is the center of scripture, by the way.
Yes.
Where they say you shall not buy and sell if you do not receive this mark, directly translated out of Hebrew as mark.
Right, and the people in China are not being told you can't buy and sell if you don't take this vaccine. It's the people in Israel, and by the way, you watch, that's going to slowly, it's, you know, the United States is way behind Israel on purpose so that nobody looks at it and says, well, you know, they're just following after what the Jews do. We want to differentiate between the house of Judah and the house of Israel through time and geography. And so they're going to later, the same thing will happen, but it's de facto happening in the United States because there are professions in the U.S. where they can't work because they have not been vaccinated.
Okay, Mark, just to comment back. Okay, Mark?
Yeah, I Michelle has her hand up, but I still want to follow up. There's the mRNA, that's the Pfizer and the Moderna, and some other people have the names on it, but it's Pfizer and Moderna. And then there's the Johnson & Johnson, which is also the Janssen vaccine, and that's just been approved and authorized in the U.S., authorized, not approved, and that's a viral vector. That's not an mRNA vaccine. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the companies in China is doing just an old-style vaccine where you take a dead virus and you put that in someone. So that's not an RNA-changing DNA kind of a thing at all. And again, India has one that they're working on. And you know, my thought is, gosh, I don't trust the Chinese at all. But India has so many people and almost nobody cares about them. and you know, sadly, same with Africa. I don't know that they're wanting to keep track of them and care of them so much. I don't know. It just seems like as we're talking,
there's not a differentiation being made. We're talking about different technologies all at once as if they're all the same, and I don't think that's the case. And now Michelle wants.
I find it very, very suspect, as you do, Kimberly, that the mRNA is mainly in, it definitely here in Israel and in the United States. But those other vaccines are available, and I'm just wondering, the other vaccines don't have that stuff in it. So maybe to look at those other vaccines as maybe an option might not be off the table just yet. So, and the whole thing with, it's definitely going. No man may buy or sell with these vaccines here in Israel, but people are still able to go to work, go to school, and, go to the grocery store. So.
This week.
Next week, it could be totally different. So I'm bracing myself. I'm seeing the train coming. I'm just not sure exactly what track it's on yet. So, but it's coming.
Okay, to answer Mark, we're told here in Jordan that if you take the vaccine, you're not allowed to choose which one you get. You're not allowed. So even though those other ones are out there, you are not allowed to pick which one we want. You take what they give you, and that's it.
Ooh, we did not know that.
So, this is also probably going to happen in the United States. This is happening here. Probably going to happen there, too. You may not get a choice. So why would I want to gamble that I'm going to get the real stuff or I'm going to get the one that's going to change me? This is where the problem is. It's if people want to err on that side, that's their responsibility. They're taking the gamble. And once they take the gamble, they can't reverse it. It's too late.
That's right. Okay, so again, it's the issue of buying and selling. So we need to stop concentrating on whether or not people are getting the DNA-altering vaccinations, you know, Pfizer and Moderna. There is a fact that those Pfizer and Moderna DNA or fetus-cultured vaccines alter your DNA. That is a fact. That's what they're designed to do. You can read it on the Moderna website. That's what they do. So if let's say Israel decides it's going to give out an adenovirus or a Johnson & Johnson virus vaccine, let's say that they decide to go ahead and, you know, offer those two as well. Whether or not you can choose that, you know, which one you want to get, that's not even the issue. The issue is that unless you're vaccinated, you can't buy and sell. What is the issue with the mark of the beast? You can't buy and sell. That's the central issue. The DNA-altering Pfizer and Moderna vaccines is an aside issue. It's an extra issue that we have to deal with. And I said in one of my earlier Beastwatch news is that not everybody's going to get the good stuff. Because the good stuff contains in it what the Harvard University calls a workhorse. It's the immortality gene. It's a line of genes that replicates like eternally, they say, forever and ever. It's the same. They can't stop it replicating. That's why they call it the immortality gene. And some of these vaccines, and we don't know which ones, contain that gene. Oh, by the way, do you possibly think that immortality gene is reserved for, I don't know, people like Joe Biden, you know, Pelosi, Netanyahu, Angela Merkel, Ben Shapiro, people who are like leading people down this path? Maybe. I can't prove whether or not that's the case, but I have the scientific articles in my Beastwatch News all the way going back to March. I don't use anything that doesn't have scientific basis to prove my points in Beastwatch News. And then just to answer about you guys, you live in a Palestinian territory, Abu Ghosh, right?
No, that's Israel.
No, we're in Israel. We're in Israel's proper.
Oh, okay. Well, then I've been telling people that that's a Palestinian territory. So I was wrong about that. All right. Never mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Just real quick, I was going to, along with what you just said, Kimberly, I was going to suggest earlier that for sure we'd be able to choose which vaccine we wanted to take if we were congressmen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bill Gates, I'm sure he and Melinda are not getting the vaccine without the immortality gene. Go ahead.
So, Kimberly, I think you summarized that well. You're low-class, useless eaters, poop-hole countries, to use some affectionate terms. They're not getting vaccines because they don't care whether those people live or die, and they will either live or die. And some of these other countries that are up the ladder, some on the food chain of the NWO, I don't want it. If I was being held down, I would hope to Yahweh they would shoot me full of Chinese one. That's the first time I would want anything ever made in China. Ever. Okay? Really? And because that was a problem in Jordan. You know, this guy said, oh, I got the Chinese one. He said to me, I said, oh, me too. Of course I do. But if anybody's going to be walking around, oh, I'm vaccinated. Oh, yeah, I'm vaccinated. Yay. You know, if you assume that I am, then you just keep assuming. But as you go up that chain, who's the target? Who are the what's our primary target? What's our primary objective? What's our secondary target objectives? What's tertiary? What's our collateral damage? What kind of actual damage are we looking at? So it says in Revelation 13:14, he misleads the ones of mine. I think Kimberly looks at the global situation, and I can see and agree with you. When you look at Israel as the middle of the world, and then other countries and other countries, and then you follow who left this land, who went west and east and north and south, Yaakov brought that up. The targets are Christians and Muslims and Jews who have the DNA of Abraham, and they want to turn us into beasts, into Nephilim. That's who they're aiming for. So Ephraimites aiming for, let's forget Ephraimite. I don't even like the term. He's aiming for Israelite, like my friend Zach and my friend Bob. Zach, you know, that they want to take them down too, you know, and they want to take us down. So look at the country you're dealing with. Look at the vaccines that they're dealing with, and you can see what the script is, what the game is. They're going to introduce the DNA stuff first to Israel and the United States, and of course they've already done that. They're saving that immortality Nephilim line for the uppity-ups above right. us, you know, so they can mutate. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around like 8 feet tall and blue? Roar! So, you know, they're doing this stuff, but they don't care about IP in the ground India or some poor guy in China, you know, it's not as important to get rid of them because they're going to get used anyways to come against us later. It says, and he misleads the ones of mine. This Christian Judeo beast comes from the inside and he's trying to get us. So they're trying to get us. We're the target. That's why it's important to know what kind of vaccine, where is it coming from, what's it do, who's your target.
The scripture says that we will not be able to have food, buy and sell. Seems like to me, why would we even take the risk of being put in a situation where we don't have the right not to be able to buy and sell? To me, that seems like we're on the right path. Instead of running from that, it's going to happen. If we're his, we're not going to be able to buy or sell. So,
that's true.
It's an enforced Shabbat on its people as a judgment.
Yes.
Okay, Mark, carry on.
Oh, it's Michelle. Sorry. I just wanted to add one little side note here in Israel that I find fascinating. My Hebrew believing speaking friends are a little bit freaked out because what they call the green passport in the English paper is really called the mark.
The green mark.
The mark.
Yeah. They've been talking about that today.
So that was, I didn't hear that part. So it just seems just pretty wild here that they just keep looking at it. And there was a bunch of churches, Messianic churches here, that there were 70 of them, and 69 of them voted to tell their congregation to take that mark. And they will not allow people their congregation unless they have the mark.
Oh, I'm coming.
Mark and Michelle, look at this week's Beastwatch News. I have screenshots of that where in hot arrests they call it the green mark. The green mark. Yeah.
I read that very carefully already. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Mark's read it. I had that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. When I saw that, and I saw that it was rolling out on, it said 21.02.21. I saw the date. That's a reverse order. I mean, that's kind of a new world order, global elitist gematria numerology special deal to have the numbers going forward and backwards.
Okay.
Well, when I saw that from last Sunday, I said, okay. And then they called it the green mark. And by the way, it comes out of Haaretz, the land. Revelation 13:11 says it comes out of the land. I said, this is it. This is the mark of the beast, really? Because they associate it with no jab, no job, no vaccine, no getting into shopping or anything else.
Yeah, it was interesting. I just walking around in Abu Ghosh, just talking with my Muslim people I interact with all the time. The last couple of weeks, they've all been asking, have you gotten the shot? Have you gotten the shot? And I'm like, no, and I expressed my concerns. So there's a fruit store across the street, fruit stand, whatever you want to call it. And, they've been pushing a lot too. And they said, look, you're not going to just take it. What do you have to worry about? And so, I mean, you guys have been living in Jordan, and it's so strange for, I'm talking with Muslim people in the Middle East, and I'm the conspiracy theorist, and they're the normal people, allegedly, they're just saying, oh, trust the government. What do you have to worry about? They're talking about the Israeli government. Then they're saying, I'll be able to go into stores. And I said, but I'll be able to buy food. And the father and son that run this shop just kind of gave each other looks like, oh, we're a food store, and like maybe they know something I don't. that was interesting.
Wow. Go ahead, Robin. Robbie?
Actually, it's Sherry. I just moved over to my mom's computer. I work in a school.
Oh,
I said that
okay.
Before. I work in a school, and all the teachers are just so proud of themselves. I got my shot today. I get my next one next week. I can't keep working there. I just can't. It's crazy. Everyone's so proud of themselves for taking this shot.
Well, bring your mother.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Bring your mother and come over here.
She won't leave my granddaughter.
I couldn't hear that quite.
She won't leave my granddaughter.
I get it.
This is Michael. Just understand that every one of us over here have family that most of us, they don't even have a thought of coming over here. And that's everybody that actually has a child or a grandchild. In some cases, a mother.
I was going to say, you talked about, this is what just crossed my mind. You talked about in the days of Noah, the angelics had sexual relations with human women. But is it not still the same that they're just letting others have the sexual relations and then the abortion takes place?
Oh.
And they're doing and capturing the necessary cells to do what was being done. And so then we fast forward, and the scripture says it'll be as in the days of Noah.
That's right.
The thing is that as the days of Noah, what was going on? What was Satan trying to do? He was trying to defile the line, every line of humanity that he could, so that the Messiah could not come. Because remember, we learned from Paul that Adam broke the covenant. Of course, we know that Adam broke the covenant, but that meant Adam had to be redeemed. And the difference between angels and man is that angels are not redeemable. Man is redeemable. We have a special program called redemption in Yahweh's kingdom, and only humans can apply. Angels cannot apply. So now, in order to make it so that humans are not human, you have to mix their DNA with other things. And like, you know, those mythical animals like the centaur and Medusa with the snakes and, you know, all those half human, half animal. I think those were demon mixtures being made to defile humanity. If the Lord had not spared Noah and his family, he would not have been able to continue the line in order to get a Messiah. So what is Satan's issue now? To defile the line that carries Jacob's seed so that Yeshua has no one to rule over when he gets here. It's still all about defiling Israel so that, you know, there's something that the Messiah cannot do.
Mm. Yeah.
And what better way than the style vaccine that you have?
Right, exactly.
It defiles you right then and there.
It defiles you on the first vaccination.
Right.
Yep.
This is Michael. On the matter of not being able to buy and sell, which means no food, hopefully most of you have fasted. It would make sense to start learning to fast, whether you have or haven't, but you can actually very quickly get adapted to no food. At the beginning, it may take 2 or 3 days to not be hungry, but after you've done it a few times, you can go a long time without eating, and you're not going to be hungry all the time. You won't even feel the hunger. And if we're going to have the potential of going long periods of time with no food, that makes sense. You can actually train yourself. I'll say most people can train themselves to go 30, 40 days or longer with no food. And it's healthy. It's not unhealthy. Look it up and learn about it, because that's not just me talking. That's fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe we've exhausted this topic for today. Gary was the last one to read, wasn't he? Yes. Mark, on your screen should be Joshua chapter 22, verses 7 to 9.
Okay, I'm almost there.
22.
Here we go. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away also unto their tents, then he blessed them. And he spake unto them, saying, return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment, divide the spoil of your enemies and with your brethren. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of Yahweh by the hand of Moses.
Any comments? Questions?
On the news, aren't they talking about that altar? Or in 2010, that there's some work being done about Joshua's altar, and the Palestinians took some stones, made road. And
oh yeah, they did. They have been talking about it, but I haven't been paying attention to it.
That was a that was on the east side of the Jordan. Is that the same place?
I don't know. They're just calling it Joshua's altar. Like there's one, and they found it, and some local folks. So I guess it's in West Bank or.
Well,
I don't know where it is. It's
probably between Mount Gerizim and Mount.
So it's near Neapolis.
Yes, Ebal, Mount Ebal.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's the one we're talking about, because that's where Neapolis is.
Right.
All right. Well, we've already been through Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 31. I read that all to you earlier, and that was my comments for today. So if there isn't any other comments or questions, I want to let everybody know that if you in the States would like to talk with me, just, you know, send me a text and or an email, and we'll set up time and I'll call you if you need to talk. Okay, well, then let's be dismissed in prayer. Rick, would you dismiss us, please?
Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to gather together and discuss the things that are in your heart, the things that you place in our hearts. And we just pray that you be with us this week, protect us, teach us the ways that you want us to go. So enlighten our paths so we may go the way that you're leading us, and that you bring us back safely for next week in Yeshua's name. Amen.
All right, everybody. Perhaps we will see you on Tuesday or next Shabbat. Have a blessed week. Shabbat Shalom.
This has been Kimberly Rogers Brown from the Messianic Message.com. Thank you for listening.